Jobs gained, jobs lost. CJ Papa, Fox News. Just about 30 minutes from now, a key reading on the U.S. economy. The October jobs report, we will learn about how many jobs are created across the nation. The numbers from the Labor Department will be revealed 2 days after the central bank bumped up interest rates by 75 basis points for a fourth time this year. Billionaire Elon Musk bought Twitter at the end of last month for about $44 billion, and he's reportedly ready to send out pink slips to thousands of employees.
Twitter had more than 7,500 employees at the start of the year. The Wall Street Journal says a message sent to staff didn't reveal the extent of the cuts, but said employees will receive a message by 9 a.m. Pacific time about whether they were affected.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. The social media giant offices will be temporarily closed today. A report is just out from Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee. It claims the FBI and the DOJ are tainted, citing whistleblowers testifying the bureau is, quote, rotten at its core. The report details alleged misconduct at the FBI and the politicization at the highest levels of the Department of Justice. The Republicans on the committee say this report is the first comprehensive accounting of the FBI's problems to date, which undermines the FBI's fundamental law enforcement mission. Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving backpedaling, taking to social media, asking for forgiveness by taking to Instagram late Thursday for a tweet linking to a documentary criticized as anti-Semitic. Fox's Jared Mack says more.
Kyrie Irving is, quote, currently unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets. So stated the Nets, who suspended their all-star guard a minimum 5 games because, as the Nets stated, Kyrie refused to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs.
Irving says he takes full responsibility for his decision to share the content with his nearly 5 million followers. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's deadline day for the former commander-in-chief. Fox's Ryan Schmelz explains.
The committee investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol has asked former President Trump to turn over important documents in response to a subpoena today. The committee voted unanimously back in October to subpoena the former president. Republican Wyoming Congresswoman and committee vice chair Liz Cheney said this week during an event in Cleveland that testimony with former President Trump would be under oath and potentially over multiple days.
I think that he has a legal obligation to testify, but that doesn't always carry weight with Donald Trump.
That courtesy of the City Club of Cleveland. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the FBI investigating a shot fired at the home where the children of North Carolina Republican candidate Pat Harrigan, who's running for a seat in the House of Representatives, often stay.
This all started at the very beginning of this campaign when my opponent started to lie about me. And I'm not talking about just normal lies. I'm talking about vile and nasty lies.
Harrigan last hour on Fox and Friends. The incident took place last month, according to officials. But the revelation comes out at a time when there's plenty of security concerns for political figures and their families. Hearing something and saying something may have prevented a tragedy in Michigan. A 10-year-old boy taken out of his school after reportedly telling another student that he wanted to shoot up the school like Ethan Crumley. Crumley's the teen accused of opening fire in his high school in Oxford last year, killing 4 people. He pled guilty to the charges against him last week. The young student in Lake Orion hasn't been charged. Tornado threat for parts of Texas. Fox Weather's Nick Koser.
Talking about some very heavily populated spots. Dallas, Bryan, Shreveport. There's a big old tornado threat, too. And this is the real deal here. Possibly EF2 or greater.
Download the Fox Weather app, available at the App Store and Google Play, and turn to the critical alerts to keep you and your family safe. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.